弟兄姐妹，主日平安。
Good morning, sisters and brothers.
感谢神赐我们生命气息，让我们来到他的殿中，一起敬拜他。
So thanks God for giving us the breath of life and come to His temple and worship Him.
我们看见弟兄姐妹，就心里欢畅。
So we're joyful when we see our brothers and sisters.
彼此温暖是最美的一幕。
Say hello to each other is the most beautiful things.
看到新朋友更是欢畅欢乐。
Seeing a new friend, we rejoice in our heart.
感谢神，让我们在这里聚集在一起。
Thanks God for us to gathering here.
也感谢神，让我和松雀今天一起来侍奉他，
So
听他。
thanks God that Brother Jing and me we team up together to serve God.
松雀为主翻译英文。
Song Chen is translating into English.
我为主翻译中文。
I will speak in Chinese.
感谢神。
Thanks God.
我今天要带领大家来思考一个问题。
So today I will lead you to think about some questions.
思考一个人生的问题。
Think about a life.
很多的人思考这个问题。我们上大学的时候，年轻的时候，也很多的时候思考这个问题。
So many people have been thinking about a life. When we were in college, we think about a life.
特别是我们工作这么多年以后，大家是否想过这个问题呢？
Especially after working in the world for so long, have you ever been thinking about this question about life?
大家回想一下，我们的生命是不是像一个上紧了法条的时钟一样，不停的每天不停的转动？
So thinking about our life are like a winding clock constantly turned on.
每天我们一睁眼的时候，我们就有很多的事情要总是不能迟到。
So every day after we open our eyes, we have so many commitments we can be late for.
孩子上学不能迟到，我们上班也不能迟到。
So our children cannot be late for school and we can't be late for work.
哎，我们开会也不能迟到，工作必须总是完成。
So we can't be late for the meetings. We have to finish our work on time.
下班回到家中的时候呢，我们必须赶快去接孩子，总是接孩子。
After work, we come back to work to home. We got to pick up our kids on time.
接了孩子以后，孩子还要有踢足球不能迟到，钢琴课也不能迟到，其他的娱乐活动什么都不能迟到。
So after we pick up our kids, there are so many recreational activities. We can be late. For the piano class, we can't be late for other activities.
如果我们跟别人有约会，更不能迟到。
If we have a date with other people, we can't be late for that.
好不容易到了周末了，然后又有孩子的珠算课、游泳课、武术课、中文课都不能迟到。
Finally, it's the weekend, but we still cannot be late for so many things. For example, our children's math class, swimming class, martial art class, even Chinese school.
所以弟兄姐妹，回想一下我们一周走过的生活，经历过的生活。
So, brothers and sisters, think about the week we have been spent our time.
我们真的认真对待我们生活当中的每一件事情，认真的态度呢，表明了我们的爱、我们的重视、我们的尊重。
So, we take everything in our life seriously. A serious attitude shows our love, our attention, and our respect.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们生活当中有一件事情，它非常重要，我们也知道它重要，可是我们并没有像这样去很重视。
However, brothers and sisters, there's one thing that we all know is very important, but we will not think it's important, we're not punctual for it.
那就是来到神的殿中与神约会。
So it is we come to God's house, we date with God.
我们的逐日崇拜、逐日学是与神约会。
So our Sunday worship, our Sunday school are the date with God.
我们的查经、我们的团契活动是与神约会。
So when we attend church Bible studies and fellowship meetings are our date with God.
我们参加祷告会是在与神约会。
So when we participate in our prayer meeting, we have a date with God.
但是，在所有的这些事情上， 我们似乎可以松懈一下，迟一点没关系。
But however, when we think about this important matter that dating with God, we seems we will be we can relax.
如果实在太忙，与别的事情有冲突，或者是今天我感觉到没有这个感动，那就干脆缺席一次也没关系。
If we're so busy, if we have a time conflict with other things, if I'm not moved by God, so we think maybe it's okay if I just miss the Sunday worship.
所以大家可以看到，我们的信仰，我们最重要的事情，反倒成了我们生活当中一个可有可无的，随时可以取舍最不重要的事情。
So we see, sometimes we think the most important things is not that important. We can just miss it out.
那这位全能的创造宇宙万物的，能够决定我们生死的这个真神呢，就成了我们生活当中可以随意的对待，可以想见他就见他，不想见他就可以，缺一次的这么一个形象了。
So this Almighty, true God who created the universe and can determine my life and death has become the image that we can treat at our will. If we can see him, if we want to see him. And we can't see him if we don't want to see him.
所以，弟兄姐妹，我们真的回想一下我们一周所走过的生活路程。我们回想一下，我们真的把我们这个我们在受洗的时候、公开见证的时候，说我们要尊他为大，要以他为神的这个人，要过这样的人生，我们真的承诺实践了我们的承诺了吗？
So, brothers and sisters, you look back your past week. So, just like when you made the decision to believe in the Lord, did you keep our promise that we choose to live a life that honors the Lord as the great and treat God as God?
让我们一起来低头祷告，来思考一下。
Let's bow our head and pray together and think about.
亲爱的阿爸父神，我们感谢你把我们带到这个恩典堂。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you bring us to Grace Church.
我们在这里匍匐在你的面前，我们寻求你的带领，我们思考你的真理。
Here we humbled in front of you and we are thinking about your lead in our lives.
求主亲自向我们显现，求主亲自带领，求主赐下话语。
God, please appear in front of us and please give your word in us. Please lead our life.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 什么是以神为神的人生呢？
What is a life treat God as God?
一个以神为神的人生，首先是一个渴慕、仰慕神的人生。
So a life that treat God as God is the first of all is a life that admire God.
前几年有一部电影，叫做《少年派的人生》，大家不知道看过没有
？So there is a movie called Life of Pi. I don't know if you have seen that.
其中有一句话我非常的喜欢，我一直记得这句话。电影我已经忘记了，但是记得这句话。
And there is a sentence that I liked very much. I already forgot about the scene of the movie, but I always remember this sentence.
他说："与神同在是最美的奖赏。"
So the presence of God is the finest of rewards.
我们所有的人都渴慕与神同在。
We all long for God's presence.
圣经当中为我们描述了很多很多与神同在的情形。
So the Bible clearly described for us what it's like to come before God.
我们的先行之父亚伯拉罕，他以神为神。
So our father, faithful father Abraham, respect God as his God.
在创世纪十八章第二节这里记载说，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口，举目观看。只见三个人在对面站着，他一见就从帐篷门口跑过去迎接他们，匍匐在地下拜。
Genesis 18:2 describes that Abraham was sitting at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day, Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bow low to the ground.
大家知道这三位当中有一位是耶和华。
So we know one among the three is God.
想象一下，如果亚伯兰罕他遇到神以后，他就像我们平时遇到一个路人一样，跟他说 Hi, you have a good day, 然后我们就擦肩而过，结果会是什么样子的呢？
Imagine if after meeting God, Abraham just like one of us say hi and wave our hand, say have a good day, and then left. And what is going to happen, Abraham?
我们的神还会选择亚伯拉罕做多国之父、信心的伟人吗？
And our God will choose Abraham as to be the father of many nations, a great man in faith?
弟兄姐妹们，当我们读这节经文的时候，不要以为这就是仅仅是亚伯拉罕的一个奇迹的神迹奇遇，跟我们没有关系。
So brothers and sisters, when you read these words, do not think that it doesn't just a miraculous encounter of Abraham. It has nothing to do with me.
你还记得你第一次遇见神遇有给你传福音的弟兄姐妹吗？你还记得第一次给你传福音的弟兄姐妹吗
？Do you still remember the first brother or sister who preached the gospel to you？
那个给你传福音的弟兄姐妹就是神的使者。
So he or she was the messenger of God you met。
我们信主之后的每一次崇拜、聚会、查经、祷告，都是与神相遇的时刻。
So after believing in God, every worship service, Bible study, Sunday school, prayer meeting are all moments of encounter God.
你舍弃这样一次机会，你就与神擦肩而过一次。
So if you give up such an opportunity once, then you miss God once.
如果我们仰慕神，我们说我们要以神为神，我们还舍得去缺席这每一次与主相遇的时刻吗？
So if you admire God greatly, are you still waiting to miss any gathering where you can meet the Lord?
雅各他也是以神为神。
So Jacob respect God as God.
我们在读创世纪雅各的生命的时候，他的生平的时候，看到雅各早年他的性格说的好听一点叫做比较聪明，说的不好听一点就是非常的自私狡猾。
So when we read Genesis, so in Jacob's early years, Jacob's nature was that he would be considered a smart man if we speak nicely, and if we speak unnicely, Jacob would be considered selfish and cunning.
他有一个不完美的人生，但是他以神为神。
So, but in his imperfect life, Jacob regarded God as God.
以前世军弟兄给我们讲过说雅各是一个筑坛高手。
So Brother John told us before that Jacob was a master of building altars.
他每到一个地方，当他得到耶和华的赐福的时候，他就给耶和华做一座坛。
So every time Jacob went to a place or whenever Jacob received blessings from Lord, he built an altar.
他做的第一座坛的是圣经当中记载的是他在逃避他哥哥以扫的追杀的时候，在走投无路的时候，在走投无路的时候，他发现神与他同在，他就给耶和华做了一座坛。
So the first altar Jacob built was when he was running away from his brother Esau, and he has no way out, but God was with him.
创世纪二十八章第一到二十二节里记载说，雅各因为欺骗哥哥以扫，激怒了以扫要杀他，雅各在无奈之下只好远走哈兰。
So in Genesis 28:1-22 describe that Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place,
他去投靠他的舅舅拉班。
So when he reached a certain place, he go look for his uncle Laban.
大家可以想象一下，这个雅各那个时候的处境。
So we can imagine Jacob's situation at that moment.
他本来有一个温暖的家，有爱自己的父母，还有哥哥。
So he originally had a warm home and the love of the parents and a loving brother.
但是却因着自己的行为惹动哥哥的怒气。
But because of his cunning behavior, his brother was angry.
他没办法，只好逃命。
And he has no choice but to run for his life.
他跑到这么一个荒野之中，月黑风高，没地方跑。
So he walked into such wilderness, and there is no way for him to be out.
天黑了，他就拿了一块石头镇着石头睡觉。
So after it's getting dark, he slept on a stone as his pillow.
你可以想象到这是一个如何悲凉的一个处境吗？绝望的处境吗？
So you can imagine how sad and desperate Jacob was.
当我们读圣经的时候，把我们放在其中，你就知道其中真的是雅各处于一个绝望的境地。这个时候
，So when we read the Bible, we can put ourselves in the same situation. Then we can understand how desperate Jacob was in.
但是他却在梦中听到耶和华给他的应许，他梦见天开了，耶和华站在一个梯子的上面向他讲话。
So however.He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with the top reached to the heaven, and the angel of the God was ascending and descending on it.
耶和华给他应许说，他要做多国之父，他脚下所踩之地就是耶和华的应许之地。
So God promised him he will become a father of many nations.
Wow.神与耶和华同哎，神与雅各同在。
Wow, God was with Jacob.
一下子，雅各的他的绝望的境地就变成了希望。
Because God was with Jacob, so in instant, Jacob's desperation turned into hope.
雅各早上起来就把所挣的挣头立作柱子，上面浇上浇油在上面。
So after he got up, he took the stone he had placed under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it.
他把那个地方，起了个名字叫伯特利，就是神的殿的意思。
So he called the place Bethel, means a palace, temple of God.
祭坛是什么地方？
So what is an altar?
祭坛它是一个与神相会，把神当作神来敬拜的地方。
So an altar is a place to meet God, worship God as God.
是一个献上感恩的地方。
And appreciative to God.
雅各做了这个祭坛以后，他就可以得以与神相会，可以进入到神的同在。他仰慕耶和华的那颗心就得到满足。
So Jacob built an altar so that he could meet God and enter God's presence. His longing for the Lord was fulfilled.
所以我们巴不得每一位弟兄姐妹都能够成为像雅各一样成为一个筑坛高手。
So I wish that each of us could be like a Jacob, a master builder of altars.
用我们不完美的人生去敬拜神，以神为神，一生赞美他。
With our imperfect lives, we could treat God as God and worship God throughout our lives.
有人说，你到一个人家里头看到他家中的装饰，你就可以知道他的人生态度。
So some people say that the decoration of arrangement of a person's house accurately reflect his personal life.
所以当你到一个人家里头以后，你迎面看到他家里头摆放的有各种各样他与名人的照片，墙上装贴着各种各样的奖状和证件，见证着他的人生的辉煌的时候。
So when you enter a person's house, you are greeted by photos of him and various celebrities, his various medals and certificates that post on the wall, testifying to his glorious achievement.
你到他的书架上，看到他书架上充满了属世的书籍。
And you go to his bookshelf and you saw all the worldly things.
如何可以尽快的炒股赚钱？如何能够投资理财？
So how to make quick money by stock trading? How to invest and manage money?
那你知道 他在自己家里头筑了一个巴利的坛。
So you know this guy built an altar of Baal in his home.
但是如果你迎面看到的，就是耶和华智慧的箴言训词。
So on the contrary, if we see our God's wise proverb and precepts.
墙上装贴的是圣经的言语。
So the Bible words are decorated, posted on the wall.
书架上装满了充满属灵的书籍。
And the bookshelf is full of spiritual books.
那你就知道这个家的主人在家里头做了一个神的祭坛。
And then you know the owner of this house has an altar for God at his home.
人如果不仰慕神的存在，活在这个世界上，就活在了罪的权势之下。
So if people do not admire the presence of God, they will live in the world and under the power of sin.
我们就会刻意的去追求所有世界上属世界的东西。
So we will deliberately pursue the things of this world and envy the reward of the world.
我们就会羡慕世界的奖赏。
We envy the reward of the world.
就会变成罪的奴仆。
So we will become slaves of sin.
想想，我们整天以名声、地位、金钱为念，我们追求升职、名车、大房子。
So you can think about the situation that we think all day long is all about our reputation, our status, and money, or big house, or brandy cars.
我们看到别人家的孩子上了藤校，我们就为自己的孩子心急如焚。
So when we see other people's children, they go into Ivy League schools, so we feel anxious for our own children.
结果我们就会把自己这个人生的法条一拧再拧，催逼自己。
So as a result, we twisted the clockwork of our life again and again, force ourselves.
不仅催逼自己，我们也催逼我们的家人。
And not only force ourselves, but force our families.
可以想象，催逼我们孩子的时候，就会造成我们跟孩子之间的紧张关系。
So we can think about when we force our children to follow this worldly rule, we can create a tension between us and our children.
慢慢的，我们就迷失在这个世界当中。
And slowly, we emerge in these worldly things.
圣经明确的警告我们，这个后果很严重。
So the Bible clearly warns us that the consequences of this world are very serious.
罗马书一章二十九节，这里他罗马书在第一章的时候讲了很多很多，我们明明知道有神，不相信神最后的结果。
So in Romans, chapter one, so it's talking about many things that happen to people when they don't believe in God.
二十九节告诉我们，神就会任凭他们存着心里的情欲行污秽的事。二十九节，
我没有二十九节。
马书二十九节。
Sorry，
我来。一张。二十九节。
So in Romans chapter 1, verse 29, they have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. And they are filled with envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips.
Thank you.
Thank you.
这是什么意思呢？神任凭，这是什么意思呢
？What I mean, we God let them.
神就不管我们了，他的爱就离我们远去了，他的灵就离我们远去了。
So at that point, God does not care about us. He separated from us. His Holy Spirit left us.
当神离开我们的以后，别的东西就取代了耶和华的位置。
So when God separated from us, though all the worldly things has replaced the Holy Spirit in our life.
圣经当中说，我们的道路变昏暗，我们的生命变成了虚妄。
And in the Bible, it says our road become fertile and our life has no fruit.
我们的愁苦就必加增。
And our life we will full of sufferings.
这是诗篇十六章四节的一句话。
So this is from Psalm chapter 16, verse 4.
叫做以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。
So those who run after other gods will suffer more and more.
现在这个世界不认识神，不渴慕神的存在。
So today's world, which does not know the true God and does not desire the existence of God.
我们这个社会已经成了神任凭逞能的一个社会。
So the world has become a society where God is allowed human to do whatever they want to do.
大家可以看到现在的社会，它是一个以羞耻为荣耀的社会。
So as we can see, today's society uses shame as pride.
大家看到过那些同性恋者在大街上的游行吗？
So I think probably you all see the pride for the homosexual people.
看到当某一位所谓的名人 celebrity， 他们说他们是同性，都公开的讲他们是同性恋者的时候，我们的以前的总统就会说，我为他们非常自豪。
So when one celebrity they claim they are homosexual, and our former president will say, oh, he is proud of their action, their claimation.
我们这个社会是一个以抢窃为能力的社会。
So this world values robbery as ability.
水平低的人很明目张胆的就到商店里头，可以搬了东西就走。
So the low level is blatant robberies. They can get whatever things from the store without paying.
高级一点的抢窃呢，他们就会通过非法交易、偷税漏税去抢窃。
So the high level robbery can be performed from illegal transaction, even tax evasion.
他们不会以此为羞耻，他们会自豪地告诉大家说我可以逃税是因为我聪明。
So they don't feel it's a shameful situation. They claim that they're smart because they can do a tax evasion.
这个社会也是一个以谎言为真理的社会。
So this society, the lies are treated as truth.
你可以看到我们现在的这个领导人、政治那些国会议员，他们讲话常常说谎。
So we can see the leaders of this country, for example, senators, our representative, House representative, they lie all the time.
他们用谎言彼此攻击。
So they attack each other with lies.
这是一个以流氓无耻为英雄的社会。
So this society treats the shameless gangsters as heroes.
越无耻，人们就会越吹捧他。
The more you're shameless, the world celebrates them.
我们可以从选举的过程当中就可以看到这一点。
We can observe this phenomenon at our election time.
这是一个以仇恨为公义的社会。
So this world, the hatreds become a fairness.
很多人把仇恨放在心中，认为自己对某一个群体、某一个社群的这种仇恨，成为是一个公义的一个是一个公义的审判。
So many people they put this hatred in their heart, and they claim their hatred is what they should do for the world.
在这样的社会当中，正直的人、渴慕神的人，就被挤到了社会的边缘。
So in such a society, upright people, those who long for God, are pushed to the margin of the society.
在主流社会当中没有立足之地。
And they have no place in the mainstream of the society.
所以你可以看到我们的政治领导人、竞选的国会议员，所有的他们，没有一个是看到好像很正常的，让人感觉到是一个神似风度的人。
So therefore, today, when you see the elected official, for example, our president, our senators, our House of Representatives, they don't have human decency.
因为那些 gentle 的、那些谦虚的人、那些神似风度的人，都被挤到了社会的边缘。他们不会被选为做总统，或者是做参议员，或者是做 众议员。
So those people who humble, who trust in God, who are gentlemen, you don't see them being elected because they can't be elected in this system as senators, a House of Representatives, or even President of the United States.
人们在这样的环境当中处于一种狂热、极端的状态。
So people, they're in this world, they are frantic, extreme, and irreconcilable hatred.
彼此势不两立，充满了仇恨。
So they are divided, increasingly violent between people.
民主党跟共和党之间的关系就是势不两立的关系，好像他们是敌人一样，他们忘记了自己属于同一个国家。
So the two political parties, the Republican and the Democrats, they are enemy to each other. They can't save peacefully for this country.
那我们生活在这样的社会当中，我们就会看到社会日趋暴力分裂，人们之间没有爱。
So when we live in this world, we will see that between peoples, there is only suspicions and hatred. There is no love.
只有猜忌和仇恨。
Only hatred and suspicion.
那我们生活在这样的社会当中，我们的愁苦就必然增加。
So when we live in this world, we suffer.
抱歉，我把我们现在所处的社会描写得如此的黑暗。
I'm sorry, I described this world as a very dark place.
希望我们能够从这当中反思。
And I hope we can rekindle, we can think about this world.
要我们过一个仰慕神的生活。
Let us live a life that we only long for God.
仰慕神是救恩的开端。
So loving for God is the beginning of our salvation.
箴言九章十节说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，是认识至圣者便是聪明。
So in Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
当我们仰慕神的时候，我们就会去体会他的心意。
When we admire God, we will understand God's will.
耶稣自己是，他就是以神为神的榜样。
So Jesus himself treats God as God.
主耶稣基督他以神家的事为念，从小就立志侍奉神。
So Lord Jesus had God's family things at heart and was determined to serve God from very early age.
在路加福音第二章最后的一段记录了耶稣基督他在十二岁的时候随父母去耶路撒冷守逾越节的事件。
So the last paragraph of the second chapter of Gospel Luke described the events when Jesus went to Jerusalem with his parents to celebrate Passover when he was 12 years old.
这是一段很宝贵的记录，让我们可以看到耶稣基督少年的时候一心为神做工的这种心态。
So this is a very precious description in the Bible and gave us a glimpse of what Jesus did when he was a little boy.
在这里说，每年到逾越节的时候，他父母就上耶路撒冷去。
So every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of Passover.
第四十二节说，当他十二岁的时候，他们按着节期的规矩上去，守满了节期，他们回去。孩童耶稣仍旧在耶路撒冷，他的父母并不知道，以为他在同行的人中间走了一天的路程，就在亲族和属人的中间找他，既找不着，就回耶路撒冷去找他。过了三天，就遇见他在殿中坐在教室中间，一面听一面问，凡听见他的都稀奇他的聪明和他的应对。他父母看见了也很稀奇，他父母对他说，我儿为什么像我们这样行呢？看哪，你父亲和我伤心来找你。耶稣说，为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父家的事为念吗？
So when he was 12 years old, they went up to festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it, thinking he was in their company. They traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they find him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers and listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxious searching for you. Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Did you know I have to be in my father's house?"
一个十二岁的孩子，他坐在殿中，一面听一面问。
A 12 years old boy is sitting in the temple, listening and asking questions at the same time.
我们努力去想象这样的场景，这是一幅多么生动的仰慕神、想明白神的心意、聚精会神的以神家的事为念的这么一幅画面。
So meditate. What a vivid picture. This is admiring God, understanding God's will, and concentrating on God's family things.
弟兄姐妹们，我们自己回想一下我们自己的属灵生命。
So brothers and sisters, we can examine ourselves.
我们是什么时候开始体会神的心意的呢？
When did we begin to understand God's will in our life?
我自己在30岁的时候受洗归主，在名下。
For myself, I was baptized into the name of the Lord when I was 30.
但是受洗之后，那个时候一直没有以神家的事为念。
So after I was baptized, I have always been concerned about the thing of the world and not concerned about spiritual things.
并不怎么关心神的事。
I don't care about spiritual things.
直到我有了孩子以后，才真正的有了以神家的事为念的心智。
Until I had my own children, then I had the intention to take care of family, God's family things into my own life.
那个时候神还用做父亲的责任来启示我。
At that time, God moved me through the responsibility of being a father.
他把这个负担放在我的心里，要我做父亲的责任。
So God revealed to me that I should take on responsibility of being a father.
我要教导自己的孩子。
Teach my children.
所以从那个时候开始，在他们从学前班开始，我就带他们查经，周五查经，逐日学。
So from that time I started from my children'spreschool year, then I lead children's Friday Bible study and Sunday school.
我这样带领，他们是小学的时候我教小学班，他们初中我教初中班，他们教高中我教高中班，一直到他们毕业。
So when my children are in primary school, I teach primary school class. When my children are adolescents, I teach adolescents youth class. When they are in high school, I teach the high school class.
直到今日，我的孩子都已经上大学，已经工作了。
Until now, my children, they graduated from college, they already started to work.
但是神仍然把青少年事工的这个负担加在我的身上。
But God still put the burden of youth ministry on me.
常常让我为发展这个青少年的事工苦思冥想，不住的祷告。
And God asked me to contribute to the development of the youth ministry and think hard and pray constantly.
所以我们要以神体会神的心意，以神家的事为念。
So we need to understand God's will and think about God's family affairs.
当我们仰慕神，以神的事为念的时候，我们就会自然而然地去想明白神要我们做什么，去明白他的旨意。
So when we admire God and think about the spiritual things, we will naturally work hard to understand God's will.
因为我们的心在哪里？
Because where our heart are.
因为就像我们爱我们的妻子一样，我们就会专心一心一意地去想他的心意。
Just like we love our wife, and we will understand her heart wholeheartedly.
你知道她喜欢什么，不喜欢什么, 那你就去努力地做她喜欢的, 去努力地不做她不喜欢的。
So you will know what she likes and what she does not like. So you deliberately do the things she likes and try not to do the things she does not like.
所以自然而然我们就明白了她的心意。
So naturally, you completely understand the thought of the person you love.
大家读到圣经雅各一书，雅各就是 Song of Songs。
So when
发不出来这个名字。雅各，Song of Songs。
Yeah. So when you read Song of Songs，
这部书是所罗门王作的一篇极其美丽的爱情诗篇。
So this is a extreme beautiful love song written by King Solomon.
作者通过这个男女爱情的这个角度去描写仰慕神、体验神、思念神、铭心刻骨的这么一种感情。
So from the perspective of love between men and women, Solomon described the unforgettable emotional experience of admiring God, experiencing God and missing God.
所以很多弟兄姐妹有的时候会问，我怎么能才知道圣灵跟我讲话呢？我怎么才能知道神的旨意呢？
So many brothers and sisters ask a question: How can I know when the Holy Spirit is speaking to me, and how can I understand God's will?
就是通过读经，通过祷告。It's
only by we're reading Bible and we praying to God.
才能明白神的旨意。
So we can understand God's will.
我们看我们主耶稣基督，他从小学习神的话语。刚才我们读到，就在他就遇见他在殿中坐在教室中间，一边听一边问。
So our Lord Jesus set up a perfect example for us. So he seriously learning God's words from an early age. So they find him in the temple court, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers.
所以众人就都稀奇他的聪明和应对。
Everyone who heard him amazed at his understanding and his answers.
大家知道，很多的犹太人，包括主耶稣基督自己的门徒拿单也都说，拿上了还能出来什么东西，什么好的呢？
So we know many Jews, including Nathanael, who is a disciple of the Lord Jesus, they all said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?"
大家都知道，主耶稣基督是生在一个不起眼的小山沟，而且是一个穷苦的木匠出身的家庭。
So we all know that our Lord Jesus was born in conspicuous small village, and he's a son of a carpenter. And they have a humble life.
他从小也没有读过大学，也没有学位文凭。
He never gone to college. He never had a degree or diploma.
但是他们不知道主耶稣基督是如此的仰慕神。
But they don't know that Lord Jesus admires so much God the Father.
学习他的话语。
Study God's words.
主耶稣基督也常常祷告。
So our Lord Jesus often pray
来明白神的心意，进入神的同在。
To understand God's will and enter into God's presence.
他早期在加利利繁忙的事工当中，为很多的病人医病赶鬼，在极度疲劳的时候，几万人围着他追着他的时候，路加福音第4章42节，他说。 在天亮的时候，耶稣出去走到旷野的地方，就去祷告。So
in Jesus' busy ministry in Galilee, many sick people were healed, and there are tens of thousands of people were around him. And even when he was extremely tired, in Luke 4:42 says, "At daybreak, Jesus went to the solitary place to pray."
到路加福音第6章12节的时候，记录到当他拣选12门徒之前的那一个晚上。 他出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神。
So in Luke 6:12 described that on the eve of his chosen 12 apostles, he went out to a mountain and prayed to God all night long.
因为他要做一个非常重大的决定，要呼召十二门徒。
Because he was about to make a very important decision, which is calling 12 apostles.
主耶稣基督不仅他自己祷告，他而且教导我们如何祷告。
Jesus not only himself to pray, and also he teach us how to pray.
路加福音第十一章，一到四节讲到主耶稣基督教导我们如何祷告，这就是著名的主导文。
So in Luke chapter 11, verse 1 to 4, so Jesus teach the disciple how to pray. That's a famous Lord's Prayer.
主耶稣基督在克西马尼园，在他被抓的前一夜，在克西马尼园在祷告。他说：“父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去；然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。”
So Jesus prayed in Gethsemane before being captured, says, Father, if you are willing, take the cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done.
主耶稣基督在钉在十字架上的时候，他仍然在为罪人祷告。
When Jesus was on the cross, he also prayed for the sinners.
路加福音第二十三章三十四节，主耶稣基督在十字架上的时候，他在祷告，他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
So Luke chapter 23, verse 34, when Jesus was on the cross, he says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
他甚至在世上临死之前，仍然向神发出他最后的呼求。他在路加福音第二十三章四十六节说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。”
Even before Jesus died, Jesus made his last cry on earth to God the Father. So in Luke 23:46, he says, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit."
所以可以看到，祷告自始至终贯穿在主耶稣基督的生命当中，在世界的生命当中。
So we can see that prayer was the constant throughout Jesus' life on this earth.
因着他的读经祷告，主耶稣基督完美的明白神的心意。
Because he knows the Bible and he prayed to God, he perfectly understand God's willing calling.
所以对我们信徒来讲的话，读经很重要，祷告很重要，只有这样才能明白神的心意。
So therefore, for us believers, it's very important to read the Bible and pray. Only in this way, we can understand God's will.
只有这样才能听见圣灵对我们讲话，才能懂得神的呼召。
Only then can we hear the Holy Spirit speak to us, and only then can we understand God's call.
所以既然我们仰慕神的存在，我们也知道他喜悦什么，我们也明白他的旨意，很自然而然我们就会遵行他的旨意，听从他的呼召。
Since we admire his existence, knowing what pleases God and understanding God's will, and naturally we will obey his will.
主耶稣基督在他升天的时候，他给我们的大使命说，
When Jesus ascending to the heaven, he gave us the great commission, said.
在马太福音二十八章十九到二十节说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所奉父你们的，都要教导他们遵守。看哪，我就天天与你们同在，直到这世界的终结。
Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
Wow, 如果我们遵行神的吩咐，神就天天与我们同在，这是多么的美好。
Wow, if we obey God's instruction, God will be with us every day. What a beautiful thing.
神喜悦我们过一个圣洁的生活，遵行他话语，与他同行同工的生活。
So God wants us to live a holy life, obey his word, and walk with him, work together with him.
弟兄姐妹们，神把我们放在恩典堂，赐下我们这样一颗美好的应许之地。
So brothers and sisters, God put us in the Greece church and gave us the wonderful promised land.
不是只让我们自己坐在这里享受,
Not just for us to enjoy the place.
还有一个更大的目的, 就是要让更多的人往耶和华的殿中去。
So he has a greater purpose for us to bring more people to come to Lord's temple.
他就欢喜, 让万民做他的门徒, 他就与我们同在。
He rejoiced, let all the nations be his disciple, then he will be with us.
执事会现在正在开始讨论我们明年的教会主题和意向。
So the deacons board begin discussing the next year church vision.
神给恩典堂的旨意到底是什么? 他给我们明年的意向是什么?
What is God's will for Grace Church for us?
我在思考这个问题之后，就想到路加福音，主耶稣基督告诉我们，在路加福音十章二节，主耶稣基督告诉我们。
So when I think about the vision of our church, I always think about Luke chapter 10, verse 2.
说要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当秋庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
So the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
大家知道，Memphis地区、加上周边地区的华人大概会有七八千人。
So as we know, there are at least 7,000 to 8,000 Chinese in Memphis and surrounding area.
但是能够进入世界教会，我们这里有世界教会，能够进入教会的，能够有机会领受神话语的人，也不过三四百人。
So we know there are 4 Chinese churches in Memphis area. So can enter the 4 churches and the number of people who have opportunity to come to the church to receive God's word, not more than 300 to 400 people.
也就是说，在我们恩典堂的门口就有95%的神的所爱的迷失的羔羊。
So in other words, at the doorstep of Grace Church, there are about 95% of lost lambs loved by God.
主耶稣基督告诉我们，丢一只羊，他都会留下那99只羊去找这一只羊。
So Jesus taught us, even there's one missing sheep, he's going to let alone the 99 sheep and look for that lost one sheep.
现在我们恩典堂门口有6,000-7,000迷失的羊。
So now at the doorstep of our Grace Church, there are about 6,000 or 7,000 missed sheep.
所以我们唯有去传福音，让迷失的人去找到神的殿，领受神的福音。
So we can only preach the gospel so that the lost one can find the temple of God.
很多弟兄姐妹可能有这样的感受，就是说我们现在还没有很好的利用神赐给我们的这一块美地。
So among us, many sisters and brothers, we have the same thought that we haven't fulfilled this place very well.
我们应该可以做更多。We
should be able to do more and more.
如果我们有这样的负担，有这样的意向。
If we have this burden, if we have such a vision,
也许我们恩典堂明年的主题就是让曼菲斯的万人做他的门徒。
Maybe the vision of our church next year will be make all the people of Memphis be God's disciples.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们一起来横切祷告，寻求神给恩典堂明年的意向和主题。
So brothers and sisters, let us pray together persistently and seek God's vision for Grace Church for next year.
当我们寻求神的意向的时候，其实神早已 把各种各样的恩赐赐给了我们，他早已装备了我们。So
while we're still seeking God's vision, God has given us various gifts and equipped us.
以弗所书4章11到12节这里讲说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师，有教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。Ephesians
chapter 4, verse 11 to 12 says this. So Christ himself gave the the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip this people, to equip his people for work of the service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
我再来和大家一起回忆一下我们恩典堂的天路历程。
Let's look back our Christ Church the past walk with God.
在恩典堂的建堂的20多年当中，在早期的时候，大部分时间神赐给我们一个牧者。So
during the most of the 20 years that Christ Church was established, God gave us a pastor who arranged the church.
他把教会的圣工安排得井井有条，我们大家都像温室里的花朵一样，有属灵的喂养。
So the pastor who arranged church work in a very orderly manner, and everyone in this church like a flower in the greenhouse receiving the spiritual nourishment.
我们也享受弟兄姐妹的关爱，有教会大家庭的温暖。
So we care about the sisters and brothers and the warmth of the church family.
我们每周都参加各种各样的聚会，享受各种各样风味的美食。
So we attend various gatherings every week and enjoy various delicacies.
教会各种各样的节日的庆祝，各种各样的运动会、郊游等等，都给我们留下了非常美好的属灵的记忆。
So celebrate various church festivals, participate in various sport meets and outings, all of which have left sweet memories in our spiritual lives.
而且那个时候。 神也天天的将人数加给我们，我们每个季节都有很多很多人受洗。
And at that time, God also added to our number every day, and there are newly baptized brothers and sisters almost every season.
那个时候一切都那么美好。
So at that time, everything is so beautiful.
我们所有的弟兄姐妹就像一个无忧无虑的儿童一样，生活在一个充满爱的家庭。
So we are all like a carefree child born into a loving family.
我们什么都不用操心。We
don't need to worry about anything.
但是有一天神说，你们该长大了。But
one day, God says, it's time for you to grow up.
然后神就开始按照他的时间，将一个一个的担子放在我们的肩上。Therefore,
God placed each problem before according to his timing.
他也按照他的时间，把一个一个的问题放在我们的身上。And
God placed each burdens or questions according to His timing.
我们大家都经历了过去几年恩典堂所走过的道路。We
have all experienced the path that Grace Church have taken in the past few years.
过去每走过的每一步，我想弟兄姐妹们现在都历历在目。
So every step I think we have been taken in the past is vividly remembered by you.
当我们面对神给我们加的这些负担的时候，我们艰辛吗？
When we face this burden, is that hard?
很艰辛。
Very hard.
但是回首往事，不是不堪回首。
But when we're looking back on the past, it's not that I can't look back.
是充满了感恩。But
we are full of grace.
因为这几年的历练，我们教会，神在我们中间兴起了各种各样的门徒。Because
of these years of training, God has raised up various disciples among us.
有讲道的，有教主日学的。Including
those who preach, those who teach Sunday school.
有带领查经的，也有团契领袖。
Those who lead the Bible study, those who lead the fellowship.
甚至神为我们准备了，准备饭食的，甚至有电工、修理工。
And those who prepare meals and those who are electricians and repairmen.
甚至拖地吸尘的、刷厕所的，我们所有的有才能的弟兄姐妹都有。
And those who vacuum and those who clean toilets, God has prepared all gifted brothers and sisters among us.
神都一一的为我们装备。God
prepared them all for us.
弟兄姐妹们，我们放眼恩典堂去看我们自己的时候，神真的是如他所应许给我们的，他已经装备了我们。
So brothers and sisters, Look at the Grace Church. God has truly fulfilled His promise.
还要我们成为圣徒，各尽其职，一起同心合意的去建造神的身体，基督的身体。
He wants us to perform our duty and work together to build the body of Christ.
我们现在看过头来看，心中涌起的只有哈利路亚。
So all that wells up in our heart is hallelujah.
感谢神，赞美神。
Thank God and praise God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，神他在呼召我们侍奉他。
Brothers and sisters, God calling us to serve Him.
在我们还没有意识到的时候，他就已经装备了我们。
Before we even realize it, He has equipped us to serve Him.
他让我们明白他的旨意，叫我们因着我们过去所经历的事情无可推诿。
What God has accomplished in Christ Church established us to understand His will and leaving us without excuse.
神在呼召我们，让我们为他做更大的工。
So God is calling us to do a wonderful work for Him.
神看重我们的不是我们侍奉的数量或者是质量。
So what God values about us is not the quantity or quality of our service.
神看重的是我们的忠心。我们的舍己。
What God values is our loyalty, and what God values is our self-denial.
心甘情愿的、忠心的、舍己的去侍奉神。
Serving God willingly, faithfully, and self-sacrifice.
这就是基督徒的生活模式。
Is the Christian lifestyle.
这就是我们的以身为神的人生。
This is the life that led by God.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray together.
阿爸父神，我们感谢你今天与我们同在。
Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful that you are with us here today.
你在我们中间运行，让我们无可推诿。
You are among us. Leave us without any excuses.
阿爸父神，我们只有说我们在这里听候差遣，请你差遣。
Heavenly Father, we want to say we're here. Please send us to work.
阿爸父神，我们求你亲自带领我们，让我们为你做更大的工。
Dear Heavenly Father, please lead our life that we can do a wonderful work for you.
只要祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
谢黄信松前带来神的话语，让我们一起起立，我们唱回应诗歌，献上自己为祭。
献上自己为祭，完全降服于你，烈火熊熊那燃烧，恩膏是印记，满腔真赞不放，高举基督旗。你看我们为我，你我们为自己，当我们从前大卫都他的帐幕，我们是将入主之中的火口。从血水换的金牌，释放被掳的灵魂，愿你的国的国度降临，献上自己为祭，完全降服于你，烈火熊熊那燃烧。 爱还存在，无法抛去嫉妒、惊喜。你看我们为我，让我们从前到未到达的账目，我们再度筑起中的波涛，重新辉煌的祭坛，释放被掳的灵魂，愿你荣耀的国度降临。